The following program is brought to you by We Are Many. To learn more about this program or to find others like it, check out wearemany.org.
And thank you for coming here. My English is not the best one, so I will read now, and in a moment of questions, I will use the translate. And if you don't understand any word or thing that I say, you can stop. What is this? And we make back things from the correct way, okay? Brazil now is going through a deep crisis, an economic, political, and social crisis. It's worse now because we lose the game today, and we are out of the World Cup, so things...
We are very sad.
We are very sad now.
I'm fine.
Temer is the... Things always can be worse. He lived in the United States and he isn't with the selection, with our football team. Temer is the most unpopular president since the redemocratization. He has 82% of rejection. Lula is in jail, but holds the top spot in opinion polls, winning all the second round scenarios. And the strike of the truck drivers paralyzed the country for 9 days. The extreme right grows and marked presence in the strikes, in the elections, in the daily life of the workers. The military are talking about politics again and articulating the dispute of the course of the country. The scenery is difficult for the working class. Unemployment on the rise. Too much pressure from bosses in the workplace. Attacks and privatizations on public services. Implementation of labor reform in the private sector. They advance ideas and projects of a liberal right in the economy, but conservative in the customs. Contrary to the recent victory of women in Argentina, in Brazil today there are more than 6 projects that attack women's reproductive rights. The increase in urban violence, especially in Rio de Janeiro, it's also an increase in violence against people of color, against black people in the country. Marielle Franco, our party councillor from PSOL, was brutally executed in Rio de Janeiro. And on one hand, it has become an expression of capitalist barbarism. And in the other hand, it has revealed the resistance of the workers and oppressed people. Thousands of people took the streets on the days following her death. Until today, the crime is unpunished. But the immediate reaction to her death has shown that there are thousands who are not intimidated. They tried to bury her. She became a sheed, is an expression that everyone is using there. It's very strong, it's a very strong expression of her and our struggle. We do not leave the crisis of a government alone. The political party system is in crisis. Not just Temer, but the National Congress and all politicians are discredited. We are socialists. We do not trust in the regime or the traditional politicians. This could be a good thing at all. We know that democracies under capitalism are actually in all countries a dictatorship of the ruling class. But the crisis of the Brazilian political party system is not a positive crisis. It's not a component of a revolutionary situation. This is very important to understand Brazil today. Let's see point by point if this is right and try to explain why it's happening. Okay? So, point one, the crisis of the political system. The discrediting of the presidents of the Republic and the National Congress is accompanied by the strengthening of the judiciary, the federal policies, the armed forces. So it's very important to know who are strengthening and who are losing. Two, the corruption scandals and the Lava Jato operation, Car Wash, I don't know if everyone understands, it's a famous name, the Lava Jato operation, paved the way for questioning of democratic freedoms. The crisis of the promiscuous relationship between the state and the businessman and the owners, the big companies in the country, not result of a critical conscience about the regime. Thus, for the neoliberals and of the big press, and for the big press, it is necessary to reduce the number of parties. And the small parties, those of the socialist left, they are primary targets. People think there are much parties in the country, you know? People look at the corruption and conclude, much parties, 35 parties in the National Congress. But this, it's not against everyone. It's especially against the left. And parties like PSOL, for example, small parties of the radical left. Three, the exchange of favors between the Congress and the presidency of the so-called coalition presidentialism, our regime, reinforced the view that an authoritarian government based on the armed forces would be only a way, the only way to end the privileges of the politicians. The moment that took thousands to the streets in June 2013 had turned into its opposite. It's a very important concept to understand Brazil today, we think. So 5 years ago, in June 2013, there was a massive mobilization that took thousands to the streets. It was the greatest mass mobilizations since the demonstrations for free and direct elections in the 18th. And obviously has inaugurated the period of political instability that lasts to the present day. But just as revolutions open the possibility for counter-revolutions, a defeated struggle for reforms opened the possibility of advancing counter-reforms. The June mobilizations were extremely progressive, but they inaugurated a struggle for the streets. And the result of that dispute was the reactionary offensive we are living today. There are two symmetrical theses about June on Brazilian left today. Both believe in the continuity between the young movement of 2013 and that movement that took the streets in 2015 and through and overthrew Dilma Rousseff's government. The members of PT, the Workers' Party, believe that both are reactionary. And a sector of the radical left in Brazil, a sector of the left, believe that two processes are progressive. In our view, these two theses are wrong. A deeper analysis of the process shows the evident lack of coherences. For this conclusion, we analyze 3 points. One, social base. Who were on the streets in 2013 and in 2015? Two, the program. What they defended. What their demands were. Who they fought against in 2013 and 2015. And three, direction. Who were the leaders of the process, in both processes? Which organizations have the leading role in both processes? So let's see point by point. The June 2013 movement was essentially made up of young proletarians, precarious workers. Its program was a defense of social rights, education, health, public transport, public services in general. in the streets were the women, the blacks, the LGBTQ population. The target was all government, against Dilma Rousseff state administration, and against the regional and municipal government of the traditional right too. The direction of the process was diffuse, but there was no protagonism of right-wing organization. All these characteristics have been repeated worldwide in several processes. The March and August of 2015 movement was completely different. It was a rupture with the 2013 movement. Essentially formed by upper middle class, the demonstrations were white and masculine. There are polls, it's not just my view, there are polls that demonstration this. Black people, who are the majority of the Brazilian population, were not on the streets. Their place in those demonstrations was to sell water and beer among the green and yellow crowds in the streets. Its program was evident. Dilma got out, impeachment now. They fought against the PT, the Workers' Party government, on the right. Made fun of the fact that Lula came from the working class and Dilma was a woman. They were four-finger t-shirts alluding the work accident suffered by Lula in 18s and used misogynic mimics against Dilma. PSOL, our party, the Party for Socialism and Freedom, PSOL is the sigla, I don't know how to say this.
Mm-hmm. The acronym.
Was opposition to the Dilma government. But we can never corroborate with these arguments. We were a left opposition, completely different from a right opposition. The enemy of my enemy is not my friend. These consequences of this process were new right-wing movements which multiplied in defense of privatizations, fiscal adjustments, anti-people measures. By understanding this rupture, we can understand Brazil today. In summary, June 2013 changed the correlation of the country's forces in favor of the working class. The mobilizations of 2015, on the other hand, did exactly the opposite, preparing the parliamentary coup, which was not only a maneuver against the PT, the Workers' Party, but was a blow against the whole working class. The Workers' Party, PT, did not govern with an anti-capitalist program. On the contrary, it did not apply any measure of rupture in 13 years of government. This confused many honest activists, generating a huge controversy on the socialist left. But history has already shown, that a government does not have to be a socialist to undergo in a rational coup. We are radically against the coup, but that does make us PT supporters or support the Workers' Party program. Our reference in this case is a class position. So, strengthened crisis of the Workers' Party today. The White Cup, or Parliamentary Cup, I don't know if I can say White Cup, if we can understand. So, it's not a military, it's a cup, but not a military cup, a cup inside the parliamentary, opened a new moment to the Workers' Party. In its four electoral victories, they reached the majority of votes through a coalition with important bourgeois sector. In the last three campaigns, had more money from big companies than traditional rights, than PSDB is the party of traditional right in Brazil. Now Lula has 35% of vote intentions, but has more than 30% of rejection. The country is divided between those who want Lula president, who supports Lula, and those who want Lula imprisoned, want Lula in jail. It's a very big division in the country. You know, it's... No bourgeois heavy sector support PT in 2018, now, in this year. The bourgeoisie withdrew any support to the PT, but the PT did not leave the project of class conciliation. They live in a kind of Stockholm crisis, you know? With each stroke, another gesture of subservience. In the last crisis that I said, the truckers strike, in the middle of the crisis, the Workers' National Union, called CUT, C-U-T, in addition to support in a timid way the process, is still published a note offers they as mediator the negotiation between Temer and the strikers, a disaster that has only made room to extremely right-wing growth inside the trucker strikes. Two strategy lessons, we think, that we can learn with this experience. The experience with PT government in Brazil represent the bankruptcy of the reformist strategy, the bankruptcy of the idea that the gradual occupation of the parliamentary spots on the state is the way to change the society. The fall of PT by the hands of the right caused the situations of the country to be worse, caused the situation, the actual situation, the current situation. Those who take the others down give the cards, you know. Four challenges for the Brazilian left. One, the struggle for United Front. Attacks on working class political, social, and economic rights make the broad unity to fight extremely necessary. It's a simple idea, all together against the bosses and the government. The vast majority of the trade union centrals are bureaucracies, but we are willing to fight together against the government and the attacks against working class. Oh. We have no political agreement with PT, with Workers' Party. And the Communist Party too, the PCdoB, the Communist Party of Brazil. But we are prepared to fight together against withdrawal of workers' rights. The general strike of April 28 in last year was one of the main moments of resistance in the country. And no doubt, only happened by the existence of a broad unit of all the political tendencies of all the union centrals. Second, the battle against new fascism. First, it's important to say that we do not see as an immediate perspective the possibility of a military coup in Brazil. But this should not lead us to underestimate the popularity of the military intervention. There is no chance of a coup, but the proposal of military intervention grows as an alternative. And we can expect. Three, the struggle for Lula free. We defend Lula's right to be a candidate, although we not agree with PT Workers' Party project or political project. the media supported by the Lava Jato operation, the Carwash operation, wants to convey the idea that Brazil's problem is corruption, and that the person responsible for corruption is Lula and the Workers' Party. We think exactly the opposite. Corruption is endemic in the capitalist system, and PT did not create it. Workers' Party not create it, instead capitulate to it in the government. Entered in the dominant logic of the promiscuous relationship between state and companies, especially the relationship with the contractors. Lava Jato's main complaint is older than the current regime. Emilio Odebrecht is a big Brazilian businessman, one of the main informers in Lava Jato process. And he himself revealed that his schemes exist since the dictatorship, that are older than the Brazilian democracy. So PT is not the problem. PT capitulates to endemic problem. That's the problem of corruption in the country. Choosing Lula as the main target of a supposed ethical cleansing of the country is a rationary maneuver. It's the service of the political project of the coup. The trial that led to his arrest shows no evidence of illicit enrichment. We do not think Lula is innocent. His crime is political. So we do not vote for Lula in 2018 and do not do any campaign for Lula in 2018, but we defend his right to become a candidate. 4, the campaign of Guilherme Boulos and Sonia Guajajara. First, who are they? Guilherme Boulos is a leader of a homeless movement called MTST. Homeless Workers Movement. Brazil has a big housing deficit, yet there are more houses or buildings without people in them than people without a place to live. And Boulos works as a teacher in São Paulo and is the candidate, and his candidates represent a political and social alliances between PSOL and MTST, the homeless movement people. Sonia Guajajara is a native Brazilian. There are few native people in Brazilian at this point. Most of them have been murdered. But until now, there is a struggle, a very important struggle for demarcation of land for the few remaining communities, and she's a leader of this movement. It is time to draw the deepest conclusion from PT experience, from all of this. It's time to beat a new left without class alliances, without alliances with bourgeoisie. We do not need them. They are 1% or left. The alliance that we have to build are with the homeless people, the homeland people, the LGBTQ population, the people of color, the black people, the native, the human movement, and every person who is now being explored and oppressed by the ruling class. So that's it. It's a little contribution about our reality. Thank you for all.
Thank you, Gloria. And now we move to Genilda, and I'll be translating from Portuguese.
Good afternoon.
Boa tarde.
Começamos alegres, isso é bom. Bom, gostaria de iniciar colocando algumas considerações que temos sobre a reorganização da esquerda no mundo e no Brasil.
like to start with a few considerations that we have about the reorganization of the left in the world and in Brazil.
A reorganização pela esquerda, até o momento, tem caráter essencialmente neo-reformista.
The reorganization of the left so far has had a character essentially neo-reformist.
E não é diferente no Brasil.
It's not different in Brazil.
Sua origem, diferente do velho reformismo, não se insere num momento histórico de desenvolvimento das forças produtivas capitalistas.
Its origin, unlike the old school reformism, this is not part of a historical moment of development of capitalist productive forces.
Este novo reformismo, a gente não pode explicar pela existência de uma base material que permite concessões duradouras à classe trabalhadora.
We cannot explain this reformism by the existence of a material base allowing concessions, permanent concessions or lasting concessions to the working class.
Desde esse ponto de vista, o momento que vivemos é o oposto, ou seja, de ataques às conquistas materiais da classe trabalhadora.
From this perspective, the present moment that we live in is the opposite, meaning attacks to the material conquests.
O neo-reformismo, por lado, expressa o desgaste do velho reformismo e a busca das massas e da vanguarda por novas alternativas à esquerda em meio às lutas que passaram a questionar a globalização neoliberal.
The neo-reformism, on the one hand, expresses the wearing out of the old reformism and the search by the masses and by the vanguard for new alternatives to the left amidst the struggles that are questioning the neoliberal globalization.
Por outro lado, refletem também os limites destas mesmas lutas e do nível de consciência após o retrocesso causado pela restauração capitalista e a destruição da União Soviética.
On the other hand, they also reflect the limitations of the same struggles and the limitations of the level of consciousness after the backward process occasioned by the capitalist restoration and destruction of the Soviet Union.
Em outras palavras, refletem processo progressivo, embora ainda limitado.
In other words, this reflects a progressive process, however limited.
Entretanto, em termos políticos, não devemos confundir esse movimento progressivo das massas e de sua vanguarda com as direções desse processo em geral regressivas.
However, in political terms, we should not mistake this progressive movement of the masses and vanguard with the directions of this process that in general are regressive.
Isso se expressa no programa reformista que adotam e também nos métodos burocráticos de condução desses projetos, ainda que sejam sabidamente apresentados como mais democráticos que os dos aparatos tradicionais.
This expresses itself in the reformist program adopted and also in the bureaucratic methods of implementing these projects, even though they are presented as if they are more democratic than the usual structures.
O fenômeno do neo-reformismo, entretanto, já não pode ser visto como fenômeno novo.
The phenomenon of neo-reformism, however, cannot be seen as a new phenomenon.
Ele já existe há pelo menos 20 anos, sendo seu desenvolvimento desigual de país para país, acompanhando o ritmo do desgaste dos aparatos reformistas tradicionais e do ascenso que lhe permitiu emergir de cada deles.
It's been going on for at least 20 years, and its development has been unequal from country to country, following the rhythm of wearing out of the traditional reformist structures and the rising that has permitted these new reformists to emerge from each one of these old school reformists.
O caso da Grécia é o mais emblemático, já que o Syriza conseguiu chegar à presidência do país. O Syriza teve uma ruptura dando origem à Unidade Popular por ter aceito os acordos com a Troika em 2005.
The case of Greece is the most emblematic case, since Syriza was able to get to the presidency, to government of the country, Syriza had a rupture from the giving origin to the Popular Unity and accepting the agreements with the Troika in 2015.
Na Espanha, o Podemos assumiu cargos importantes, tanto no legislativo quanto em executivos, a exemplo dos casos da Prefeitura de Madrid e Barcelona.
Another example, in Spain, Podemos also got important places in office, not only legislative, but also executive office, like the mayors of Madrid and Barcelona.
Até agora não passou pela crise da dimensão do Syriza, mas também já viveram importantes lutas internas, como a ocorrida no último Congresso, a Assembleia Cidadã.
Podemos, so far in Spain, has not gone through the same dimension of crisis like Syriza, but they have already experienced important struggles, internal struggles, such as the one that happened in the last Congress, Assembleia Cidadã.
Seu regime interno se burocratizou significativamente.
Its internal regime has bureaucratized itself significantly.
A expressão disso foi o cerco aos anticapitalistas, ameaçando-os de expulsão caso não se adaptassem às exigências de dissolução por parte da direção.
An expression of this crisis was the attack to the anti-capitalistas current, threatening them of expulsion in case they did not adapt to these demands of dissolution from the top direction of Podemos.
Ou mesmo o escândalo sobre a compra da casa do Iglesias em Madrid.
Or even this other case, the scandal of who bought the house of Iglesias in Madrid.
Uma nova crise ocorreu no processo da luta pela independência da Catalunha com Pablo Iglesias de um lado e os catalães de outro.
Still in the Podemos example, another crisis took place in the process of independence of Catalunya with Pablo Iglesias on one hand and the Catalans in the other hand.
Iglesias defendendo a submissão ao Estado espanhol e o Podemos da Catalunha defendendo a independência.
Iglesias defending the submission to the Spanish state, while the Podemos in Catalunya defending the independence.
Em outros casos, pelo contrário, o neo-reformismo ainda vive um momento de ascenso.
In other cases, on the other hand, neo-reformism has been going through a rise.
Na nossa opinião, esse é o caso do Momentum, de Jeremy Corbyn, na
That's
Inglaterra.
The case, for example, of Momentum, of Jeremy Corbyn in England.
Que derrotou a ala direita do Labour e conquistou a liderança do Labour e da oposição na Câmara dos Comuns.
Who have won over the right-wing Labour side of the party, achieving the leadership of Labour and in the opposition also in the Chamber of Commons.
É o caso dos Estados Unidos durante as eleições primárias do Partido Democrata.
Also in the United States, expressing like in the primary election of the Democratic Party.
Onde se desenvolveu o fenômeno Bernie Sanders.
With the Bernie Sanders phenomenon.
Em ambos, a principal base de sustentação foi a juventude, a geração dos millennials.
In both cases, the main social base to support this was the youth, the millennials generation.
O outro lado, na situação da reorganização mundial,
the other side on this reorganization of world forces,
é o crescimento da direita.
The rise of the right wing.
Onde a direita começa a polarizar a situação nacional, há sinais de que o velho reformismo pode se recompor.
Where the right wing starts to polarize the national situation, there are signs that the old school reformism might actually reorganize itself.
No Brasil, possivelmente produto do golpe parlamentar que impediu que a experiência com o PT se completasse, isso já está ocorrendo.
In Brazil, possibly as a result of the parliamentary coup that has blocked the completion of the Workers' Party experience, this is actually already underway.
De toda forma, desculpe. Após o golpe parlamentar que pôs abaixo o governo Dilma,
after the parliamentary coup that took Dilma out of office,
como Glorinha já explicou na intervenção dela,
like Gloria explained,
essa tendência para recomposição se confirmou.
This tendency to reconfiguration of the old systems has been confirmed.
De toda forma, a sua dinâmica depende, como sempre, da política ser adotada por essas direções.
In any case, the dynamics, the specific dynamics of this process will depend, as usual, on the politics to be adopted by the lideranças, the leaderships.
E um erro de parte dessas direções pode colocar tudo a perder nessa sua recomposição.
A mistake by this leadership can put everything to ruin.
A questão de fundo é que a reorganização à esquerda, que deu origem ao neo-reformismo, está sendo delimitada por novas coordenadas produto da situação mundial.
The main background question is that the reorganization to the left that has gave origin to neo-reformism is now being delimited by new parameters, coordinates that are a product of the world situation, more specifically a product of the entrance on stage of the right-wing forces and extreme right-wing forces.
No Brasil, por exemplo, isso se explica pela divisão da população, da classe trabalhadora entre Lula e a extrema direita.
In Brazil, this is seen through also explained by this new configuration and division between like the workers on one side and the extreme right that is on the rise.
Essa realidade não existia até há pouco tempo atrás.
This reality did not exist as such until not long ago.
É um novo fator que de alguma forma incide sobre o processo de reorganização.
It's a new factor that in some way influences the process of reorganization.
A começar pelo fato de que ela exige uma resposta tanto em relação ao reformismo quanto ao neo-reformismo.
To begin by the fact that the situation demands an answer both in relation to reformism but also to neo-reformism.
No Brasil, a reorganização à esquerda passa pelo PSOL e por dezenas de organizações construídas no movimento popular, de luta contra as opressões e da juventude.
In Brazil, this reorganization to the left includes, as part of it, the PSOL, and also dozens of other organizations built in the broader popular movements in the struggles against several types of oppression and the youth.
São essas organizações independentes que têm protagonizado a maior parte das lutas no Brasil.
These independent organizations are the ones that have been the protagonists, the main people in most struggles in Brazil.
Essas organizações surgem com um forte sentimento anticapitalista, são radicalizadas nas formas de luta, têm um forte sentimento antipartidos e contra a política. E não são socialistas.
These organizations have been arising with a strong anti-capitalist sentiment. They are also radicalizing in their forms of struggle. They have a strong anti-party system and against politics as usual, and they are not socialists.
Isto é, não veem o socialismo como uma estratégia final.
In other words, they are not seeing socialism as a final goal.
Neste sentido, se aproximam das posições neo-reformistas.
In this sense, they get close to neo-reformist positions.
No marco de que no espectro à esquerda, o que vem se desenvolvendo no Ocidente são centralmente as formações neo-reformistas, está a situação da reorganização da esquerda revolucionária.
In the landscape, in the spectrum, from the left, what has been happening in the Western world are mainly these formations, neo-reformist formations. So that's where it's situated, the reorganization of the revolutionary left.
numa escala qualitativamente inferior ao neo-reformismo, no último período ocorreu também um certo fortalecimento e crescimento de alguns setores da esquerda revolucionária.
In a qualitatively smaller scope in relation to neo-reformism, in the recent period we also have seen a certain strengthening and growing of sectors of the left, of the revolutionary left.
Embora sejam exceções, isso demonstra que, apesar do caráter predominantemente reformista da reorganização à esquerda, existe um espaço para a construção das correntes da extrema esquerda.
While these are mostly exceptions, it also shows that, in spite of the predominantly reformist character of this reorganization to the left, there is space for the construction of tendencies of extreme left.
A maior ou menor capacidade de se ocupar esse espaço mais à esquerda depende, claro, dos acertos políticos e da orientação tática em direção ao próprio neo-reformismo.
The capacity, the bigger or smaller capacity to occupy the space more to the left depends, of course, of the political wins or correct positions and also of the tactic orientation toward neo-reformism itself.
A FIT na Argentina, o CWI inglês, a UISO aqui nos Estados Unidos e também a resistência no Brasil, embora com experiências e resultados diferentes, nos parecem exemplos desse fenômeno de crescimento da esquerda revolucionária no mundo.
The FIT in Argentina, CWI in England, ISO here in the United States, and also Resistência in Brazil, while with different results and different experiences, it seems to us that these are examples of this phenomenon, of the growing of the revolutionary left in the world.
Sempre, é claro, guardando as devidas proporções frente ao crescimento do neo-reformismo ou mesmo das organizações de direita.
Always, this, of course, always keeping in perspective the proper proportions in relation to the growth of the neo-reformism or even of the right-wing organizations.
Assim, reafirmamos de que a crise de direção revolucionária é aguda e o quadro da reorganização da extrema esquerda é realmente dramático.
In this way, we reaffirm that the crisis of revolutionary direction is big, and the big picture of the reorganization of the extreme left, it's really dramatic.
Isso torna a construção de uma alternativa revolucionária algo mais urgente e necessário do que nunca.
This makes the construction of a revolutionary alternative something even the more urgent and necessary than ever.
Entretanto, a debilidade das atuais alternativas impõe a adoção de táticas mediadas que busquem, de alguma forma, unir as forças de esquerda revolucionária. Caso contrário, haverá um fracasso geral.
However, the fragility of present alternatives forces us to adopt tactics of mediation in search of, in some way, to unite all the forces of the revolutionary left. If that doesn't happen, there's going to be a big failure.
Foi com este propósito que surgiu a resistência no Brasil.
With this in mind, that resistência in Brazil has been formed.
Somos uma jovem organização trotskista, temos apenas 2 meses de existência.
We are a very young Trotskyist organization, just 2 months old.
Surgida da fusão de 2 outras organizações de esquerda brasileiras.
We came into being through the fusion of 2 other previous organizations of the left in Brazil.
O MAIS, Movimento por uma Alternativa Independente Socialista.
O MAIS, the acronym that means the Movement for an Independent Socialist Alternative.
Uma ruptura do PSTU,
which itself was a split from the PSTU.
E da NOS, a nova organização socialista, uma corrente interna do PSOL.
And another tendency, the NOS, New Socialist Organization, the acronym, which was an internal current in the PSOL.
Este nosso processo de fusão, na verdade, contrariou a tendência que a gente vê no mundo e também no Brasil de dispersão das organizações de esquerda ou das organizações dos trabalhadores.
So this fusion, in a certain way, goes against the more general tendency that we see all around the world of like diffusion or dispersion of working class information.
E a nossa intenção como organização é que outros processos de fusão venham a ocorrer.
Our intention as an organization is that we can have more process of unification happening in the future.
Porque essa é a necessidade da classe trabalhadora no mundo.
That's what is needed. That's what the needs for the working class in the whole world.
Para poder se fortalecer e lutar contra os ataques de todas as burguesias.
In order to strengthen itself against the attacks of all the bourgeoisie from all different countries.
A resistência é uma organização, uma tendência que atua dentro do PSOL.
So, resistência is an independent organization that acts as an internal tendency of the PSOL.
Glória já explicou isso na sua intervenção.
As Glória explained in her intervention.
E a resistência tem como estratégia a Revolução Socialista Brasileira e no mundo.
And the resistência has as its strategy the international socialist revolution, so in Brazil and across the world.
Como diz o nosso manifesto de lançamento, que vocês podem receber aqui, Derek pode distribuir.
So, as it's written in our launching manifesto, there are copies over there you can get afterwards.
Nós somos parte dos 99%.
We are part of the 99%.
Nós somos muitos, eles são poucos.
We are many, they are few.
É por isso que recorrem a todos os tipos de medidas coercitivas e a todo o arsenal de propaganda, plantando cada vez mais medo para coletar submissão.
That's why they make use of all kinds of coercive measures and all kinds of propagandistic weapons, trying to plant the seed of fear and to create submission.
Se quisermos derrotá-los e como queremos,
if we want to win the battle and we really want,
é necessário organizar os muitos e muitas com a classe trabalhadora à frente.
It's necessary to organize the many with working class at the head.
Mobilizados em torno de um programa de transformações sociais radicais.
All mobilized around a program of radical social transformations.
Um programa radicalmente anticapitalista.
A radical anti-capitalist program.
Para combater todas as formas de exploração e opressão de um ser humano por outro.
To fight all forms of oppression and exploitation by one human being to another.
Combater o machismo, o racismo, a LGBTfobia, a xenofobia.
To fight against sexism, racism, LGBTfobia, xenophobia.
Um programa que não tem medo de resistir no presente.
A program that is not afraid of resist in our present.
Apontando para a alternativa do futuro, o socialismo.
Pointing towards the alternative for the future, socialism.
Thank you.
Thank you. Obrigado.
The preceding program was a production of WeAreMany.org, a website dedicated to publishing radical and activist media that promotes a better understanding of today's world while also putting forward a vision for a better future. We Are Many is a project of the Center for Economic Research and Social Change. To learn more about this program or to find others like it, check out WeAreMany.org.